Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know you got to go out, but you know you got to be safe. Mm-hmm. The KISW face mask gets that done. And, of course, you can represent the Rock. How cool is that? It's a good-looking mask, man. It's black, got the skull on the front, the Rock label on there, blazing right on there. You're going to look like you're ready for COVID. COVID's going to be like, never mind. You might leave you alone.
Scare off COVID with the KSW mask.
And don't forget, you're helping out a good cause, too. A portion of each mask goes to the Washington State Nurses Association, and they do a lot of great stuff, providing education resources to nurses across the state. You want info? You want to buy one of these KISW Rock masks? Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Turn down for Thursday.
For
oh, yeah. Yeah, turn it down, turn it up, turn it around. Do the hokey pokey. Shake it all around, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
All over town.
All over town.
Friday Junior, excited, man. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Logan in Tacoma. Logan, are you there?
I'm here.
Sweet. What's he playing for today?
We're not sure just yet, but once we find out, we'll hook you up with something after this coronavirus passes.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Logan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Logan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. I think BJ should wager breakfast.
Oh.
Whoa.
Well, I don't mind wagering breakfast. Rev is the guy you got to get to go with me.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not going to do it. I'll tell you what. I'll bet on Logan right now.
Whoa.
Logan will be a winner.
Okay.
Do you want to bet breakfast? You don't even know what he's going to do? I'm willing to take that blind bet.
I'll go halfsies with you, Rev.
All right, I'm in.
You know how good Steve is. All right.
All right. All right. Come on, Logan. Don't let me down, dude.
Okay. What happens if there's a tie? Nobody gets breakfast?
Yeah, no breakfast at all. No one gets to eat anything.
I should get breakfast if there's a tie.
No, Logan, then you'd be incentivized to throw the game. Come on, Logan.
So wait, Rev, are you betting on Steve or are you betting on Logan?
So BJ's betting on Logan
to win. I'm betting on Logan to win.
And I'm betting on Steve to win.
You know what? Or tie. How about that? Just so we get breakfast, all right?
You just like to bet, man.
Well, I'm giving you the great odds. Steve, all he has to do is win or tie.
All right, then.
Well, Vicky, look at Vicky. She wants breakfast.
I do.
She
really does. I couldn't disappoint Vicky. She has that face like,
I see.
Come on. Let's get breakfast, guys.
Please.
Well, Logan, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. English engineer George Cayley is credited with inventing which automotive safety device?
Seatbelt.
Yes. What color shoes does Mickey Mouse typically wear?
Yellow.
Yes. What is Rambo's first name?
John.
Yes. What color is the smoke announcing the election of a new pope?
Black.
No.
White.
Yes. Which amendment to the Constitution guarantees a trial by jury?
Six.
No.
Fifth.
No.
Fourth.
No. Who starred alongside Andy Samberg in the comedy That's My Boy?
The Rock.
No.
Pass.
Io is a moon of which planet?
Jupiter.
Yes. Which American soul singer / songwriter died on December 25th of 2006?
Aretha Franklin.
No.
Marvin Gaye.
No.
Pass. Adam Sandler for that other one.
Yes. In which film did Kevin Costner make his directorial debut?
Dance with Wolves.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Oh, this is going to be close.
It will be.
It's going to be very, very close.
I think there might be a tie.
Oh.
I'm hoping there's a tie.
Well, I was hoping Logan would be able to really get the amendment one.
Because
Lucky Boy over here.
I know, he'll just guess
something.
That's
going to be the difference, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be the difference maker right there, Lucky McGee.
So, Steve, you can't let me down. You got to get a tie or a win so we can get breakfast, so I don't have to pay for breakfast.
So I need to tie or win?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Can you do this, please?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Oh, yeah!
I don't know. That doesn't sound too confident.
I just wanted to process it. You know, I want to make sure I'm in the right spirit.
Here's the problem, Rev. Steve gets breakfast no matter what happens.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of us win.
And if you pay, it's even tastier.
No, it's not.
Well, I think Steve it is. Subconsciously.
It kind of is. Because I know how much you hate.
Yeah.
Hate.
See, this is the problem. You've already lost. Why do you think I take these bets? Because
this game, man.
You shouldn't have said anything to Steve and just let him play his game. But now, Steve.
Yeah, throw the game.
Yeah. Oh, he can't help it. Subconsciously, Steve's like, I know the answer, but I want Rev to pay.
Yes.
This is not going to work out well. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
English engineer George Cayley is credited with inventing which automotive safety device?
Airbags.
No.
Seatbelts.
Yes. What color shoes does Mickey Mouse typically wear?
Red.
No.
White.
No.
Yellow.
Yes.
Whatever.
What is Rambo's first name?
John.
Yes. What color is the smoke announcing the election of a new pope?
Black.
No.
Gray.
No.
Red.
Not
yes!
Red?
What the hell?
Yeah,
which
baby!
Amendment to the Constitution guarantees a trial by jury?
Fifth?
No.
Yeah. Sixth?
No.
First.
You ass. No. Who starred alongside Andy Samberg in the comedy That's My Boy?
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Yes.
All right.
Io is a moon of which planet?
That would be the Jupiter.
Yes.
Whatever.
What American soul singer / songwriter died on December 25th of 2006?
Aretha Franklin?
No.
Gladys Knight?
No.
What was the question again?
What American soul singer / songwriter died on December 25th of 2006? No. In which film did Kevin Costner make his directorial debut?
Dances with Wolves.
Yes, and I hate you. You lose 7-6.
You suck.
You're terrible.
Can I ask a repeat of the longest question on the list?
That happens. It's because I just didn't hear it right.
No, you son of an ass.
Logan's my boy.
I didn't throw it. I needed to hear it again.
Well, congratulations, Logan.
And we're going to breakfast. Woo! Hang on, buddy.
Everybody did a great job.
Everyone wins.
Except for Steve.
Yeah. Logan's
my
man. See, Logan had the confidence. Yeah. He's on the phone and said, BJ, bet breakfast that I'm going to win today. And
he
I took him up on it because I sensed the confidence in his
voice.
He really
did say that?
He did. Yeah.
Oh, that's why this is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only reason why it's happening.
And Rev tried to basically influence this election.
And I was going
to
say no.
Yeah.
But then it was BJ gave me those odds of either a tie or a win for you will get me not having to pay for breakfast.
Vicky used those like little puppy dog eyes going, I want breakfast.
He's like, I'll kick in too as well.
And she's got like $2 or something like that. I know I'm going to get deep.
Oh, what is this? Breakfast for today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We're doing
damn
okay.
It. I already brought breakfast, but okay.
That's all right. Well, you know what?
You can have it tomorrow.
I can watch you guys.
Second breakfast.
Yeah, second breakfast. You can be a hobbit.
Yeah.
Is that what hobbits do?
Yeah, they have second breakfasts.
Oh, yeah. They eat so much. The hobbits have the greatest life.
Do they also have lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One lunch or two?
One lunch and then 11Zs and dinner and then supper. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole,
11Zs, is that sleep?
It's kind of like tea time.
Yeah, it's like, it's just another spot from, it's the meal between the second breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, breakfast, brunch. Second breakfast, 11Zs, luncheon, afternoon tea, dinner, and supper.
Mm-hmm.
So yes.
Yeah.
But what are the Zs, and why are they having 11 of them?
They call it 11 Zs. Like, you know, one Zs, two Zs, you know, I call Zs.
Yeah.
Because it's at 11 o'clock.
11 Z's. Oh.
That's called 11. Of course, Steve's like, they sleep for like 11 minutes or something.
Well, talk about projection.
Naps are great.
It sounded like you said 11 Z's.
I know, because you're the kind of guy that really appreciates a good nap. So, of course, you heard it that way.
The color of the smoke that announces the election of a new pope. I don't know why you didn't say just white.
Because he's racist.
I did say white.
No, you said gray.
And black.
Oh. You said black, gray, and then red.
And then I gave you, then I gave you the mojo. I was like,
I thought white.
Yeah.
But then I thought better of it after I guessed gray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The amendment that the Constitution.
Is there really white smoke out there? I mean, it's more grayish.
Yeah. You know what? I agree with you on that. It's a tie. BJ, you have to buy breakfast.
It's not working that way, sir.
Son of an ass.
Please tell me the amendment is the Ninth Amendment.
It is not.
Oh, because if it wasn't, he didn't get six and nine.
But he goes five, six, and then first. Why didn't you just say seventh like it's supposed to be?
Oh, what was the question again?
Oh, you. Never mind. Which amendment guarantees that trial by
Seventh Amendment. Well, I wouldn't have guessed it either. I would have gone six and nine at that point.
I should have.
You should have. At least it would have gone.
I was genuinely trying.
Yeah, the First Amendment. Which American soul singer / songwriter died on Christmas of 2006?
Did anybody get
Whitney
that?
Whitney Houston.
Nobody got it. No, she's not really a soul singer, I don't believe.
She brings out some soul.
James Brown.
Oh, I forgot that he passed away.
Female.
No, there's American soul singer / songwriter.
You're right, dude. So, I thought he said female too. I heard that in my brain as well.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but no, you did say American soul singer, and I just immediately go female when you say soul singer. Isn't that funny? I mean, there are dudes that do it, but I just always think of women soul singers.
Wow. Bunch of sexist we are.
Wow, we are.
Yeah, and it screwed me.
Yeah, it did.
But not Logan. So congratulations on Logan on beating Steve this morning.
Logan wins. We get Rev to pay for breakfast. Vicky's paying a little bit too, though, huh?
Look at that.
See, Vicky, but Vicky's happy about it. Look at her. She doesn't mind buying breakfast.
No, I really want something to eat. I'm out of breakfast this morning, so this is perfect.
She's buying joy. And look at Steve. Steve is like, he's not going to have second breakfast. You're a better man than me.
Yeah, but I'll cop a coffee out of this deal.
Okay. Hey, I'm a cup of coffee, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a 170-year-old guy in Sarasota, Florida. His name is Joe. And Joe, I don't know how this is possible, he is still driving. How can a 107-year-old guy still be driving? Definitely the oldest driver in America. He recently renewed his license, claims he's a great driver.
Now, they don't test you again, like, right? You just kind of, you might have to take like the eye test and that kind of stuff, but they don't like put you behind the wheel and have somebody.
Honestly,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I know I'm never tested again like that, right. Steve. Every time I go get my license renewed. And he's got a fiance. He's 107 and he's engaged.
Nice. Good on him.
And she says, yeah, it is true. But she said, look, I really can't tell you if he's a great driver because, well, I usually sleep through most of his driving.
Yes, he is a good driver.
Of course I'm a good driver. That's a silly question. Okay, let's go for a spin.
I closed my eyes most of the time.
We both agree that it'd be better if she sleeps while I drive.
Well, the secret to being 107 is simply keep breathing.
That's very true. That's probably the truest thing anyone's ever said.
Dude, he looks really amazing for 107. Honestly, I wouldn't have put him at 107.
I'd say like 80.
Yeah, exactly.
85.
See, this is amazing to me. There is just some people that, they've got the genes. Now, he's in, what is it, Florida? Yeah. I think that's the key.
Yeah, I would imagine that kind of weather helps.
So we got to move our show, right?
Oh, man, he's got a Mercedes. It's a convertible.
Yeah, look at him.
This guy's living the good life,
dude,
man.
He's spry. I mean, he's really alert. He's got, you can see his facial expressions. He can get up off the couch. Jeez.
Gets up off the couch quicker than you, I think.
Yes. Gosh, look at this dude.
Yeah.
His pants are up where they should be for an old man. Yeah. He makes me feel proud.
They're about 3 inches under the nipple.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous.
It's fantastic.
It looks like he has no torso.
Yeah, it is so fantastic. And there he is, 107 years old. That's just amazing.
He says he follows the rule of the road. He pays strict attention to road signs. And he also remembers the signal. So he's already one step ahead of most people out there.
It's so true, isn't it?
He also pumps his own gas and checks the car's oil. I like that they included that in the story.
And here he is in a convertible, just having a blast down in Florida.
Well, now he's good until 2022.
That's amazing. 107.
I wonder how fast he goes. Because when sometimes you're stuck behind a car and you're like, what the hell is going on? Why? They're either distracted or they're old. And then you pull up next to them and they're old.
I feel like this guy never gets on the freeway, which means then he's just doing city driving. And then, 30, 40 miles an hour is probably good for him.
He should be allowed to go his age and then the speed limit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, Audubon style?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Where you pick the topic, you guide the show. It's simple, man. You call in 206-421-ROCK. Then you start yapping. It's as simple as that. Now, there is a rule Steve has about all this.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you'll be gonged and you'll hear this.
Goodbye, old friend.
I'll say goodbye to you. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone wanted to know if we've heard about what's going on with Paul Rubens wanting to bring back Pee-wee Herman, but with a twist. Oh. I did not know about this, so I looked it up, and it's kind of crazy if it does happen.
Yeah, I haven't heard a thing about this.
According to this one article, it says Paul Rubens wants to bring back Pee-wee Herman, but not as the character you remember. If and when he returns, it's the Pee-wee Herman story, where Pee-wee will be sent to a mental hospital and receive shock therapy for his alcoholism.
Whoa! That's hardcore.
Taking a little bit of a dark twist. No word on if this is actually going to happen, but apparently it's something that Paul Rubens wants to make happen. But he says, I had a couple people that are interested, but this is Hollywood. A couple people interested, and $5 will get you $5.
Here's the thing. I have heard now that shock therapy, which has a terrible, terrible label associated with it because they used it so irresponsibly, what, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever those decades were. Now they are using a form of that therapy. They call it something else because the label's so bad. But it actually does work. Huh. It helps a lot of people that have some brain issues, mental health issues. And I think I've heard about, even with addiction, that some sort of current put into your brain properly really is helpful. And it looks like it's shock therapy, but it's not the like the Frankensteinian, if you will, stuff that they did back in those other decades.
I'm all for, though, a darker turn for Pee-wee Herman. I think, though, they should go like art imitating life.
Oh,
have
no.
Pee-wee Herman playing with on the top of the world. He's the big star. Yeah. And then he gets popped at an adult theater.
Playing with the Pee-wee?
Yeah. Okay. You know, having his own playhouse.
Yeah.
And then things kind of fall apart for Pee-wee. And it's like this. Yeah. It's this sad story.
That's what I would expect.
I would watch the living hell out of that.
Yeah, because that is art imitating life as opposed to this whole alcohol or whatever thing. I agree with you. That would be much more interesting to me.
Do you think this was interested in, he got interested in this because Joker?
That's what I was wondering.
Like, it just seems like it would be something along those lines.
And he was the Penguin. He was the Penguin's dad.
Yeah, he was the father of the Penguin.
Yeah, he was the Penguin's dad in the second Batman movie. Yeah.
Man, that'd be an interesting Pee-wee Herman. That'd be kind of fun then if, like, other movies steal that idea. Like, you know, you take, like, you know, it's like Marley and Me, they do a reboot, but Marley becomes like Cujo and just starts, like, taking people out.
Wow.
Like, go, like, how do we turn, like, a normal movie, like a drama or a comedy, into a horror film?
It's like a gritty reboot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This dark, yeah. And gritty a dark and gritty reboot. Yeah. All right. So you got Cujo, the Sound of Music, where it turns out that the woman, the Julie Andrews, she's actually working for the Germans. And so she basically just wipes out the whole family. I mean, if you want to go dark.
I mean, I don't know anything about that movie, but that's cool, Grandpa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cujo, exactly. How old is that movie?
It's a lot younger
than... You asked me to come through with a movie that was really sweet and helpful, and you just okay boomered me.
I did.
I'm not going to help you with anything anymore. Fine, come up with your own stupid ideas for your own stupid movies.
Well, that sums up my life.
The Sound of Music is a classic for a lot of people. It is a classic that is totally fitting your thing.
But I'm sure you will listen to a rock station. You think Sound of Music?
I think that the older people, at least the older people listen to our station, know the Sound of Music and know the story of, you know, the Von Trapps. And she's supposedly a nanny that helps the family. But she turns around and basically she's working for the bad guys, the people they're trying to escape. It's a great story for your idea.
All right, fine.
Okay, fine. All right, well, what's anybody else got an idea for Steve's movie? What are we going to use?
I've always wanted them to do Alice in Wonderland, but she's just tripping on acid. The
what are you talking about? Alice in Wonderland is so old. What are you, so 1200s?
No, I was talking about the Tim Burton version.
Yeah, man, get with it.
Yeah. Get with it.
Nice try.
Like you saw the Tim Burton version.
I know it exists.
Yeah. Okay. The Sound of Music was recently redone on NBC TV Live.
Care Bears, but as an expose on LSD or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like that makes sense. I was going to say something else, but you'll probably shame me for saying H.R. Puff and Snuff, which was drugs.
What?
You guys don't remember that?
No.
F all you people. You know H.R. Puff and Stuff, Steve.
That was Puff the Magic Dragon, right?
No, it's a whole different thing. That's a song. Oh. You guys don't remember the Sid and Marty Krofft, like
barely.
Big giant puppet TV okay, fine.
Dora the Explorer, she becomes a stripper after she turns of age because she had such a hard childhood.
Yes. Okay, that's a little twisted.
And she changed her name to Hora the Explorer.
Whoa.
Oh, you're going to laugh at that? Really? The two of you are laughing
at that?
That's a great point. No, it's not. Okay, it's very disrespectful to one of the greatest explorers of our time. Dora.
Well, it's better than the Music of Sound or whatever you called it.
It's the Sound of Music, you lout. Get some culture. Jesus. It's an American classic. My God. Julie Andrews is an American treasure.
Finding Nemo, but it grows up to be a big shark and kills people.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. Dory's the first one to go, the one that was trying to help her the whole time.
Just sick of her.
Yeah. Ellen
forgetting
DeGeneres.
Things all the time.
Well, she's going to forget that she was eating, so at least that's the one good thing. Yeah. Let's go to Danny in Marysville. Danny, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Danny. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What you got, Danny?
So this earlier you had the topic about little things that can ruin your day.
Right. What about you?
So I'm going to ask the opposite. What's something little that can make your day?
Vicky.
Hi.
That's true. I mean, it is true. Every once in a while, Vicky does stuff, and you go, oh, Vicky. I mean, you go, that really was cool. And sometimes she's done things to make my day, and Vicky is tiny.
Yeah, when he's cranky, I just give Grandpa, like, a little piece of chocolate.
She really needs to. She does a good job at that. She does give me, like, candy and, like, a smile.
I dropped my key card in my car this morning. I was trying to find it, and I had a little lollipop underneath the seat, and I was pretty pumped about that.
Still wrapped, right?
Yes.
No.
Of course not.
Of course it was still wrapped.
That's where you get the flavor. Well, Danny, let me ask you, what is that little thing that makes your day?
So mine would happen this morning. I drive a dump truck, and it's being able to blast the air horn at little kids sitting on the side when they pump their fist and they smile when I go like this.
Dude, you just made little kid Steve and little kid Danny and little kid Vicky just so happy.
I legit just punched the air. Yeah. I was so happy.
That is universal. Danny, do you know that you have the universal, for whatever reason, we don't know why, the universal happy maker, and it's really almost any age. Granted, it's kids, but there's that little kid lives in all of us, and I just saw a representation of it in the studio. Is all three of them just, and I don't even know what Rev did, but I'm sure he did too.
Can you do it one more time?
Oh, yeah.
look at the three of you are giddy. It's amazing. Dude, that's awesome, bro. I mean, you are the maker of happiness, which not many human beings can say they get to do with their job just on command like that.
Yeah. Well, that happened to me this morning. And, you know, being a truck driver, you see some pretty nasty things, but that made my day.
Dude,
seeing,
is there a cutoff?
That kid's face.
Is there a cutoff on age when you can look at another man and just kind of give him the honk the horn sign? And
I'll do it forever, anybody.
Yeah, nice. I don't think there should be a cutoff on age. If somebody looks at looks at Danny with glee as he's driving in his rig.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
And they just go, you know what I want, brother. You can see that little child in that guy's eyes, no matter how old he is, and you can give him the horn.
But could you imagine driving on the freeway and you see a dude in the truck and you look at him, he looks at you, and it's like that moment of like, you know, like, what is this guy looking at me? You just kind of smile at him and do the sign.
Yeah, and hopefully that's what you're doing, as opposed to maybe something else. Yeah,
someone said, "Hell yeah, that dude honking his horn just made me smile too."
Danny, appreciate that. You're spreading joy, brother. Keep it up.
Someone says, "Trucker Skyler agrees. A fellow dump trucker, best feeling ever."
That's awesome. I mean, that really, really is awesome. That is a gift to know that you do something as simple as that, and it brings joy to somebody, especially in this day of where everybody seems to be in a bad mood at everybody. You're the one that's actually bringing the light, bringing the joy. That's awesome.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it's like, could you guys please, please, please replay that video or audio of the kid calling her mom a whore?
Oh, yes. I asked you guys to do it, and it's going to give me a nice pick-me-up. We started the show off this way, and to me, this is the new way we should sing everybody a happy birthday. I love Steve's parents, but this might have to be the new way to wish somebody a happy birthday. And I'm just going to let this roll out. This is a guy with his kids, yeah, basically trying to have the whole family sing happy birthday to mom.
Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Big fat whore.
I did not teach her that. I have no idea where she learned that. Okay.
I'm now starting to picture that while he's saying that, I thought he was just like narrating. I feel like mom is giving him the death glare.
Yeah.
Ooh, good call.
And he's trying to explain to her, I did not put her up to this, and I've never called you that word.
Yeah. Fat. Wow. Dropping the big fat dub. And they all sound very young, these kids, which makes it even more adorable. But yeah, that,
it's great.
That's fantastic.
Skill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he said him any more, and she was like, what rhymes with more? I know. Mommy.
And mommy.
Mommy and a big fat dub.
Oh, I like this question. Someone said, guys, what do you think would be the perfect job for a jerk?
Ooh.
So somebody who's a jerk, what would be a job that would lend well to their jerk ability? Like, the first thing I think of is a parking attendant.
Oh. Yeah.
Because then it would be fun, because you're pissing everybody off.
Yeah.
No, you're never making somebody happy with your job.
Oh, yeah, that or a meter maid.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Anybody that's got to be an enforcement of anything.
I was just using the nicer term.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anybody that has to make somebody play by the rules, and you can basically cite them when they're not in public like that. I was thinking of Jesse Jones's job. Even though he's very nice, mm-hmm. but you could definitely be a jerk in his job because you're basically trying to be, you know, bust people that are, you know, taking advantage of folks. And I think a jerk is perfect at that.
Repo man's
good.
I was thinking sales. You have to be aggressive in sales, and you just be a jerk to people and be
but
like,
you got
to
be wow. nice, too.
You know we have salespeople that
have fun down
there.
The hall there,
yeah,
Danny.
Exactly.
Jesus. I'm just saying, you could be.
Danny's
could be
having
aggressive.
A banner day.
Yeah. What?
But you still got to be nice. Like, you got to win over clients. You can't be a jerk to your clients.
How can you be a jerk and get people to buy something off you? I mean, you're trying to charm people to buy things off you if you're
into
sales.
You could be charming and a jerk.
So have you ever gone into a store? Hey, stupid, you really want this car? What are you, an idiot? What are you, ugly? Take the car. You know what? You're too stupid. You can't have the car.
Oh, it's like you were there for when I purchased my last Jeep.
Yeah,
wow. Exactly.
Really, Danny? Who? How is somebody a... I mean, unless somebody's a bad upseller.
I mean, you could be like a shady person.
Yeah, shady is different than being a jerk.
Okay.
I mean, granted,
but
I think...
an outward jerk.
Yeah.
Outward, okay.
Bounty hunter.
A bounty hunter's good jerk?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bouncer.
Yes. Good call. Okay. All right. Danny's back. He's back.
Although, man, props to the when you meet the bouncers that are cool. Like, remember at Club Surf for Migs Fest?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say enough great things about the staff there. I mean, and like, there were times where I was like trying to walk out and I didn't even realize I had a drink in my hand. And like, they could have been jerks by the fourth time that I did it.
Yeah.
I wasn't intentionally doing it. But every time, the guy was super cool. He's like, hey, man, I told you two other times. But, like, he found humor in it. Like, there's something I said about a security guy that can still lay down the law but be a good guy about it. But I'm never surprised when security people are jerks because they're dealing with drunk idiots all the time.
We have that at our cons because a lot of times at these board game cons or any sort of geek con, we have socially awkward people. And so when anybody has to enforce something and they're socially awkward. They have to tell other people not to do something. It is so uncomfortable to watch. It's almost a party to sit down and go, this guy's going to come try to tell us not to do something. Let's see how long it takes him and how uncomfortable he is trying to be an authority figure. Because we were using colorful language and it was a family-friendly event.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. I was like, dude, I totally get it. I'm not going to give you a hard time. I'll be better at that. And then another guy at our table, he had to come by and warn the other guy later. But he was so uncomfortable. And I feel like, yeah, you need a jerk for that job. You're too nice of a person to really be the enforcer.
Flight attendants, that'd be fun.
Being jerks?
Yeah, might as well.
See, I've had them and I don't like them.
It's not about you, man. It's about them.
Yeah.
What a perfect job to be a jerk to people about.
And I don't mean to be stereotypical, but, and look, I'm old so I can say it, but the older the flight attendant, the more it seems like they just don't, they just are angrier and jerkier.
Well, because the novelty is fully worn off at that point.
Like, yeah.
You know, I get to fly around. That's fun until you have to deal with idiots all the time on a plane.
That's why I think you got to be out of the business. You got to look in the mirror. I'm not saying the business should kick you out, but you got to look at yourself and go, can I do this anymore? Because I'm not doing the company any justice because I'm treating people like crap.
Nope. Hey, this one, radio show hosts, LOL.
It's true.
People answer phones when you call into a radio program. Just kidding, Rev.
That guy's got to go.
You're right about that.
I think we're forgetting one of the most important ones.
Yeah?
Chef! Have you not seen Gordon Ramsay?
Do you have to be a jerk to be a chef? That's a good question. Because of perfection?
It's for perfection, especially if your name is on the line. You can't be like, oh, well, when you get to it, it's like everything has to come out.
That chicken looks cooked enough.
Yeah, you have to just grit on their asses, which is funny because if you see interviews with him, he's actually like the nicest person. He just has to be a jerk in the kitchen.
And I think he blows it up for television, too.
That too.
I don't imagine he's as bad as he used to be. Here's the problem, though. I don't think that jerks are accepted in society anymore. I think that the next wave of workers do not want jerks anywhere in the workplace. Like, there's no tolerance of it.
That's why we got to find the jobs where the jerks can work.
It's going to be like Jerk Island.
Jerk Island.
I mean, it used to be
where
every
jerks work.
Every place.
Where everybody gets a parking ticket.
Everybody gets a parking ticket.
Even if you don't have a car, you get a Jerk Island parking ticket.
It never works. So, you know what I'm saying, though? That I was a lot jerkier in the earlier days.
No, yeah, you were.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. I'm going to tell you this right now. I sometimes feel like that I feel like not being a jerk does affect the quality and excellence sometimes of what I bring to the table. And I don't know. I'm worried about the next generation of entertainment because if nobody's a jerk, will we just settle for like worse entertainment than what we're used to because nobody wants to work hard because no one's being a jerk to them to make them work hard?
I don't know. That's a pretty deep question to throw out there, man.
That's what I think about. It's like
I need
it's a tough one, man, because you hear about these stories of people who will tell you like the reason why I got to where I am is because of adversity. And so then it's like is life in a roundabout way, even though you went through crap throughout your life and trauma, was it worth it because you became the person that you became? Or could you have become that person or better without that trauma and without that adversity? Who knows?
Yeah, I say no, but we'd have to actually see it happen, which means we need to basically try out that latter sort of hypothesis, give it a try, see what happens, and then realize later, oh, it didn't work. Or maybe it did.
So, okay, so like if you think we need more jerks in this world, why don't we like, we could have like, you know, the men's room have weed week, we could have jerk week.
Oh, I'd be perfect for jerk week.
You'd be the king of
I'm
jerk
the man.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always proposed it'd be funny if there's like one day of the year where you could just be a jerk without any repercussions. But it was based off of stupid stuff. Like my example was, I was one time walking with my buddy in Queen Anne and the idea came up because we saw somebody who was like just smiling because they had a fresh pizza pie in their hand. They were walking with the box. And I looked at him and go, we could ruin that guy's day in 2 seconds if we just popped it and the pizza fly. I would never do that. But if there was like a day where it was like all bets are off and you got to be prepared because it's jerk day, that'd be fun.
That would be. See, then I would never go out on jerk day. Well, see, I am a like jerk, but then I want people to be a jerk to me. Ooh,
you're all happy. You got an ice cream cone in your hand. You just slap it out of their hand. You go, happy jerk day.
It's like a less deadly version of the Purge.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly
like,
what the Purge is all
about. It's like, here's 24 hours where you can be a complete jerk to everybody.
Oh, my God. I would want to be a waitress again because there's so many times I just want to reply to people's stupid questions or their comments. It's like, what the hell do you think?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the bad words I want to say.
Or you just pour a drink on their head. Happy jerk day.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that You may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.